Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Tom O'Malley, the CEO of Current, a marketing intelligence startup that uses AI to recruit on-demand curated teams of experts for virtual focus groups and ongoing advisory boards. And Mr. O'Malley, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Indeed. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure, and thanks for your time and for coming out. So for starters, why did you actually create Current? Let's start there.
About 20 years of working for a large enterprise will scare anybody into doing a startup. But more poignantly is during that 15 years, I realized that I had a problem engaging my market. More specifically, I was in a B2B tech company called Oracle in a research and strategy capacity. And I just thought, man, we listen a lot to our customers, maybe to a fault, meaning the customers don't see the disruption coming. They're already bought into your religion. But, we could see cloud coming in the voice and minds of our non-customers. I thought, there's not a lot of mechanisms to listen to your market. And so that's really it. I mean, I just thought, man, if a company like Oracle could be late on the cloud, then every company probably has this same challenge of listening to their market in a really intelligent way firsthand, rather than sort of outsourcing your thinking to consulting or other mechanisms, other analog mechanisms out there.
Fantastic on your part, seeing a need and making it happen and filling the gap in the space. What are the biggest challenges you see companies currently facing today?
Well, I mean, you can't have a conversation today without talking about the coronavirus and how it's gotten everybody working virtually. And so I think the number one thing is, of course, a lot of companies depend on trade shows. They depended on rolling out to their customer site and saying hello and pressing palms. A lot of companies just, they depend on the serendipity of their location. Silicon Valley is based on that. So what we think about is the companies that, they need to reconnect with their market again, have a real conversation, but virtually. If you think about all your Zoom meetings, there's no serendipity in there. You're not meeting new people. You're meeting the people that you intended to meet. So that's number one. I'd say number two, all these companies, they got their teams all virtual, and, that huddle that you used to have every Monday morning in the office just doesn't happen. That water cooler chat, as they say, doesn't happen. So keeping teams aligned, particularly cross-functional teams. So we think that voice of market can be a real North Star to keeping those teams focused on where the market's going. I'd say the biggest thing, though, is that, just everybody's customer has changed in these past few months, meaning their priorities are different than they were back in, February. So there's just an insurmountable demand out there of companies that need to reconnect and relearn their customer needs.
Yeah, you certainly made some valid and strong points, and a lot has changed this year. And speaking of which, how is marketing changing on what can companies do to adapt?
I think we're in an age of empathy is how I think of it, right? You can just think about all that's going on. And everybody, we like to think there's two sides to everything, but really you get down to individuals and it's much more complicated than that. And so the best thing companies can be doing right now is listening, like really listening, because there's so much nuance in what our customers are telling us. And when I say our customers, I mean everybody's customers, right? And so, being able to listen to that, but then use that listening, meaning the actual content that you pick up, repurpose and read back. I think that's the number one secret for marketing today. I think the talking from the ivory tower right now is just dangerous. It's too easy to be off tone or insensitive or just sort of missing the mark, The best thing and what we encourage is companies should be listening to their market, but then repurposing those lessons right back into the market. And what that does is it shows, I'm here listening and I don't have the answers, but but we're tuned in, and this is what we're hearing.
Certainly do appreciate your input and your visit with us here today, and listening as a leader is so important, especially in these times. Today we're speaking with Mr. Tom O'Malley, the CEO of Current, a marketing intelligence startup that uses AI to recruit on-demand curated teams of experts for virtual focus groups and ongoing advisory boards. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, in this new normal, as we keep hearing that phrase, the new normal, what can companies do to build employee and customer loyalty and also satisfaction?
Yeah, I mean, I find it with my own team, because we've been virtual for a couple years now, in fact. We used to have the whole downtown Palo Alto office, and I'm not saying we saw COVID coming by any means, but we saw this mega trend of companies moving virtually, and we're a virtual platform, so we thought, why don't we embrace it wholeheartedly? My wife teases me that I've been in quarantine for 2.5 years now. I probably look like it too. But the thing that we learned in getting remote and keeping teams aligned, employee satisfaction, is that if everybody's on a different song sheet, it just sort of creates a friction almost in every conversation. So the best thing that we can do right now is drive empathy back into our teams. And so what I mean by that is we use our own product to keep our teams aligned to where our market's going. There's a lot of change in our target market, as there is with any group of customers out there for anybody. But what we see is that when people feel like they're aligned, the satisfaction of working together, not only operationally, is a lot more efficient, saves people time, but people enjoy their work more. Because they're all at least feeling like they're on the same page. And so what we try to do is, and if you think about it, there hasn't been a chief empathy officer in a company. But if we're ever going to have one, I think now's the time. And so what I think is, when I think about my people and their ability to do their jobs every day with lower stress and an assurance that their buddy's got their back, or sales has their back, or marketing's got their back, or operations is going to follow through, is if we're all hearing the same thing. And it doesn't imply that we need to be on the phone all the time together. I think asynchronous learning, asynchronous communication, things like Slack as well, are really helpful for people to stay aligned when convenient to them. And so we create a lot of mechanisms for that cross-pollination. We also try to keep it fun. You know, we've got a channel on our Slack where people can, you know, add some levity every day. And I think that helps. Those little things do help.
And I definitely agree with you on that. The little things do make a difference. Now, why is empathy so important these days? And is the CMO the new CEO or the chief empathy officer?
Yeah, it's really something I think a lot about and I talk about with quite a few folks to get that perspective. But let's break it up into the two parts. Let's not take for granted that people understand that empathy is important today. Some of the foundational reasons, of course, is just rapid change. You know, anytime you go through crisis or rapid change, it's textbook. What you want to do is keep people listening and learning faster. And our traditional methods of doing that, our business methods of doing that, really we tend to learn episodically in business. It's hard to be empathetic if you're doing a once a quarter report. You know, so empathy right now, I think the white space opportunity for companies is to move past this sort of idea that learning is something we do occasionally, and find ways to bring learning into the business on a daily basis. And so I think that empathy, what's implied by it, is of course listening, but it's also listening ongoing and nonstop, and even when it's uncomfortable, right? Because we've got to break down our biases. And in times of change, you've got to loosen up and be flexible between the ears. And so I think what we think about and what we try to enable is that function of getting people firsthand listening to groups and teams that they wouldn't ordinarily interact with, And then maybe they have to debate that internally to figure out what it means to them. But that is the process of learning. And I don't know about you, but I took a Spanish lesson well into my 30s. And I realized for the first time how uncomfortable learning can be. So when you talk about a chief empathy officer, you know, from a marketing standpoint, certainly marketing's got a big role in it because we want to demonstrate empathy. And that's going to bolster our credibility in the marketplace. But who's going to be the one really embracing the tough learning? So I don't think there needs to be necessarily one chief empathy officer. I think HR has a role when you think about talent management. I think the CEO has a role when you think about taking that tougher road, because it's easier to believe what you want to believe and listen to your customers, and they'll tell you you're on the right path or the button needs to be yellow or red, but they won't tell you that your product's about to be disrupted completely. So, you know, putting yourself out there for that tough listening, it's not always a marketing capacity, but certainly marketing has a huge role in it.
Certainly a lot to think about per the conversation. Really appreciate your visit with us here today on behalf of your firm, Current. Before you go, and in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, a tip, or some advice that you'd like to lend or to leave us with as we conclude today?
No, I think we've touched on a lot for certain. I think that you know, in these times where things are so different, you know, take the opportunity to have some fun. Because, you know, certainly we all miss what we had before, but this is going to go away too. And, you know, I myself have gotten to know my family a lot better, a lot more, because I'm usually on the road. You know, we find ways to have fun as a team. We do happy hours as a team virtually. You know, this too will go away, and we'll look back and see that there were some positives during this phase. And so, you know, embrace what we got today, and thanks for the opportunity to come on and talk with you here.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure to have you with us, and a lot of great information and insight shared here today per your expertise. Where can listeners get more information on Current, and also how could they best be in touch?
Yeah, well, certainly they could always head to current.com, C-U-R-R-N-T.com. We passed up on the vowel. You know, you got to... As a tech company, you can't have all the letters in your name. So we're CURRNT.com. You can find some information there. Request a demo and ask for Tom if you want me to attend it. I join a lot of customer meetings, a lot of partner meetings. So look forward to speaking with you directly.
And certainly do appreciate the invitation. Again, folks, it is Current.com. Mr. O'Malley, all the best. And thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Indeed. Thanks for a wonderful opportunity.
And you're certainly more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Tom O'Malley, the CEO of Current, a marketing intelligence startup that uses AI to recruit on-demand, curated teams of experts for virtual focus groups and ongoing advisory boards. And for further information, visit Current.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.